Meditieren, Yoga, Joggen, nichts entspannt mich.
Echt? Mich entspannt meine Steuer total.
Steuer? Wie Finanzamt? Die Steuererklärung?
Ja, ich habe ganz locker über 1000 Euro zurückbekommen.
Hast du geheime Connections oder Excel-Superkräfte?
Nö, nur die Wieso-Steuer-App.
Wow, und das ist einfach?
Klar, die macht fast alles automatisch.
Ich fühle mich plötzlich so entspannt.
Hol dir dein Geld zurück. Abgabefrist 31. Juli.
Was?
Schaffst du ganz entspannt mit Wieso-Steuer.
Ach, ja.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, failed to mention news, a joke of the day, and shipping containers. They're coming up right after this.
His name is Apollo Johnson, and he's America's number one astronaut. But he's also a well-endowed ladies' man. Monumental Pictures proudly presents Apollo 13 and a half.
Oh, Apollo, your rocket is so big. Oh.
Adult film star Dick Mahogany, in his first starring role since Shaft's Lethal Weapon, is astronaut Apollo Johnson. And when he's not orbiting the Earth, he's going around the world. Apollo Johnson, he's not just an astronaut. He's a charter member of the 100,000 Mile High Club. And believe me, there's nothing weightless about Apollo 13 and a half.
Oh, Apollo. Now I know why they call it the Johnson Space Center.
He's Apollo Johnson, and not even the shuttle can hold all of his cargo. Look at that load. Apollo 13 and a half from Monumental Pictures, rated PG-13. And a half.
Yeah, we know it's a repeat, but things are always better the second time around. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
There's Willie Griswold. And there's Tom Griswold. We're awaiting our special guest.
While we wait, Asa,
our
your team, where's your team?
Is.
Oh, my gosh.
What's up, buddy?
Hey, J-O!
You still hungover? What happened?
J-O. I'm a little bit still hungover.
Jeff was hurting yesterday.
Oh. Hey, it was my birthday. I drank a fifth of tequila. Yes. What are you going to do?
Darn right you did.
Why didn't you? Why wouldn't you?
Let's do this.
Oskay. He's on the Bob and Tom Show every week, usually Fridays.
That'll work. All right. I'm Jeff Oskay. I bring you the news we failed to mention, which is a lot. We give you a lot of the news. We don't always give you all the news. So I'm here to give you, the listener, the news we failed to mention.
All right.
Right.
There's a new mattress for gamers out there, but you failed to mention it comes in three sizes, single, always single, and forever single. That's the pinnacle, I'm telling you right now.
Oh, I see. That's a killer. You top loaded.
Yes. Some groups set the record for the longest charcuterie board at a park this past weekend. What you failed to mention, it also accidentally set the record for the largest gathering of bees and ants. A family discovered that Meemaw was using an ancient headstone to make fudge on.
Oh.
What you failed to mention, when they said her fudge was to die for, they weren't lying. that didn't work. Research is now saying that it's good for the elderly to be on the internet. What you failed to mention, those researchers' parents apparently aren't on the internet. I have a friend's mom who's 80. Her Facebook status once a week is just something she's trying to Google. Like, how do I make scones without butter? Or what happened to Alex Trebek? Last week she posted muscly fireman pictures. Gross. My 99-year-old grandma is actually on the internet. You can check out her page. It's onlygrams.com. / the Gum and Grammy. So
Grammy.
Take my
A man was attacked and nearly killed by a beaver. What you failed to mention, luckily he wasn't sporting wood at the time, or he would have gotten his stuff gnawed off. Oh, great. A dog set a world record for running bases at some stadium in some city somewhere. The dog was greeted by a plate of prime rib at the home plate for his success. What you failed to mention, that's not fair. Food's a great motivator. I bet if there's a plate of prime rib waiting at home plate, Willie Griswold could hit a home run off. Insert baseball pitcher name here. Blindfolded.
Blindfolded.
You make that prime rib a peanut butter pie. I bet you could hit it out of the park left-handed. I'm calling you fat, Willie.
I'd be the babe, man. My goodness.
Some woman who claims she's a shaman set a forest on fire while trying to boil bear urine to drink. What you failed to mention, how have I not dated this Looney Tune? I've dated or married every other yoga, hippie, peace, love, urine drinker out there. I'm really surprised I haven't dated a chick who owns her own store that specializes in crystals, tarot, and CBD oil. William Shatner's going to space. What you failed to mention, upon hearing the news, the other passenger said, I want a refund. You know, because he sucks.
I love Bill Shatner.
Good save.
Pass. The Taliban leaders told the Taliban fighters to stop having so much fun at the amusement park. They did. What you failed to mention, I bet they win every time on the midway. That's the 40th goldfish for Amir today. You were nowhere close, but that AK-47 you have strapped on your back says you won the giant SpongeBob. A kid got stabbed in the toe at a haunted house by an actual Bowie knife. What you failed to mention, with horror house prices at $40 a person, I better get stabbed. I bet you that's the last time. They go to Little Stevie's Stabbing Cabin.
That's right there in the name, isn't it?
Yep. India is to replace sirens with the sound of musical instruments. What you failed to mention, it might work. I know whenever I hear a sitar, I always move the hell out of the way as quickly as possible. Out of here. Even Nora Jones doesn't want to listen to Ravi Shankar.
It's her dad.
It's her dad, yeah.
There was a hair eagle made from Abraham Lincoln's hair up for auction this past week. It's an eagle made from his actual hair. What you failed to mention, not to be outdone, his wife also has an item hitting the auction block.
Oh, boy.
I wouldn't be surprised if the same person who purchased the hair eagle doesn't go for Mary Todd's hairy clam. And,
a tough day for Mary Todd Lincoln. Second time.
Tough, yeah.
A naked woman was discovered in a new Jeep at a dealership in Florida. What you failed to mention, that's one hell of a sales promotion. Which leads me to last week's failed to mention. One joke I failed to mention the setup properly, and it ruined the entire joke.
Okay.
So here is the joke I failed to properly mention from last week. A man was arrested for castrating another man with the other man's permission.
Okay.
Wow. What you failed to mention, when he gets out of prison, give this guy a sales job. If he can talk another man into letting him cut off his testicles, I'm sure he'll have no problem talking the Johnsons into a gently used town and country with good air. I'm Jeff Oskey.
And now, on with the show.
Jeff Oskey at the Story Inn in Nashville, IN, tomorrow evening.
That is a really cool place. They have amazing food there, like a gourmet restaurant.
The cheeseburger there is one of my favorite cheeseburgers in the world.
It's incredible.
Oh, nice to know.
Yeah.
Very, very good.
And they have haunted cabins.
Whoa.
Really?
Did you experience this?
No, Mike Mark did. He and his wife stayed in one of them.
Cool.
I wanted to, but I've never had the opportunity to stay down there. That's on my bucket list, go to Story Inn.
To go to what you wanted to be haunted, though?
Yeah, I think it'd be cool.
Christy, I stayed at one of those cabins one time, but I'm being honest, I don't remember it because right when I got off stage at the Story Inn, I got an email from Second City saying that I didn't get an audition.
Oh.
And I was like, well, here we go. Let's throw these back.
Oh, really?
Story Inn, it's the best, though. A lot of fun.
Right. You'd like being haunted.
Is that
sad? Yeah. I think it would be cool if there were... I mean, it's not a mean ghost or...
Would you make out with a ghost?
Maybe.
And isn't there like an incubus and a succubus?
Yes.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Which is which?
Get off the bus and get off.
The incubus is male. The succubus is female. Mm-hmm. And the swallow bus really loves you.
Jim Rome takes on sports.
I will always have a complicated relationship with this game, but people evolve. So do sports. Do not make me regret this. Do not make me devolve back to that guy that so many clones wish that I still was. And do not embarrass the entire country. Now, I can go back. I can get there fast. Lose tonight, and you got a real problem. Do not blow it.
The Jim Rome Show podcast.
You've been warned.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.
Let's remind everybody that Pat Godwin's new album came out at midnight last night. And it is currently available for downloading in various formats. Investigate and find out what's going on. It includes such classics as Nobody Has Pubes Anymore, which was a big award winner in the International Songwriting Competition. Right now, we return to Christy Lee at the news desk. Have we missed anything?
Well, speaking of scary, a driver in Texas has been cited for using the carpool lane with a skeleton in his passenger seat.
All right, you at least have to put clothes on it.
According to authorities in Harris County, the deputies had a feeling in their bones that something wasn't right when they spotted
a feeling in their bones.
Yeah, the vehicle in the high occupancy vehicle lanes. Photos shared on Facebook showed a baseball cap wearing skeleton.
Well, there you go.
Barely trying.
Buckled into the car's passenger seat. Deputies issued the driver a bona fide citation.
No, officer, I swear it's Calista Flockhart.
And following
thin.
And following a sternum lecture with
Have you met Kate Moss?
Bone voyage.
Bone voyage.
Yes.
Oh, I like that.
You love all
killing
this.
It over there.
Pun writers City there.
Yeah, I do Harrison like Bone County. I do like Bone Voyage.
Yes, as do I.
There needs to be some sort of journalistic committee that limits the amount of puns you're able to do.
It's on Facebook and it's Harris County.
It's a cop shop. They're having a little fun.
Having a good time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And this is, like you said, I'm looking at a picture of it. It's a skeleton with a hat on.
Yeah.
I don't know. This guy was not going to get away with this.
Well, he would have if he hadn't driven by a cop.
Yeah. Well, maybe he'd put some clothes on.
What do you have to cover? Okay.
The skull, too. Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. I mean, you'd have to cover his skull.
He's got a mannequin.
What's the funniest baseball team to put on a hat of a skeleton? Is it the Angels? Is it the Pirates?
Angels is good.
Yeah.
Pirates is pretty good.
Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah.
That'd be very good. The Guardians. No.
No, here we go.
He finds a way, doesn't he?
Yep.
I'm sorry. I can't stand it.
A Seattle business is now offering weddings inside a shipping container.
Huh? They're doing everything in shipping containers.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah, bringing people in illegally. Yeah. They do a lot.
Locking them up.
This is a happy story.
Sex trafficking is big with the shipping container.
Yeah.
How many people you can put in there?
If you don't like the facts.
You stack them just right.
Oh, 12 Russian women. Yeah.
King TV.
News with you.
Reports that Shotgun Ceremonies is America's only shipping container wedding chapel.
Wait a minute. There's a TV station, KING?
Yes.
Yeah, in Seattle.
In Seattle.
Oh, that's great. King TV.
Yeah, they're the best.
We got the news coming up.
I mean, do they have a mascot?
I don't know. I don't live in Seattle.
Wouldn't that be great?
I'm the king.
I'm the king.
King of news.
Here's the news.
We have a court jester. It'd be great. Located at the Georgetown Trailer Park Mall, the shipping container is painted pink on the inside, features eclectic retro-inspired decor. The container fits two pews, two chairs for any guests in attendance. Owner Bronwyn Stevenson said couples can get married for $350, though getting married by an Elvis impersonator costs you a little more.
Okay.
The Elvis impersonator, by the way, is a guy by the name of Shane Cobain.
Oh, Cobain's good.
He's the best.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I didn't say that. It's Shane Cobain, who Stevenson said is related to Kurt Cobain.
What?
Did not specify how. Yeah.
Oh, so talk about a shotgun wedding.
And.
Well.
By the way, Shane Cobain is a longtime traffic reporter on local radio. And just in case you were interested, pets are allowed at this wedding ceremony.
Exquisitely tacky.
Oh, yeah. Well,
it's fun.
It would be fun.
And it is pink on the inside. I'm looking at it. It's a good excuse not to have a lot of people at your wedding.
I think they're all pink on the inside.
What are you looking at?
Okay.
Yeah, that's cool website there, you got up.
Right?
Yeah. Wow. It is little.
I'm glad pets are allowed at these ceremonies. Christy, have you ever been to a wedding where there was an animal?
My first wedding, both of my dogs were involved.
Oh, were they?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes.
Who was holding
bridesmaids?
Huh? We walked down the aisle with them and then held. Then somebody else took them. We had Afghan hounds.
Did you hear what Pat Godwin just said?
What'd he say?
He said that the dogs were the bridesmaids.
Yeah. No, they were. My bridesmaids were gorgeous. You stop it.
I know they're gorgeous.
Yeah.
God.
Best bridesmaids ever. Bridesmaids.
Yeah. He didn't mean the way they look. He just meant that they would lick peanut butter off.
I would have stopped with a shotgun.
Here we go.
That was very funny. Have we missed anything in the news at all?
Police are investigating a report of a shooting after an unidentified man received treatment Saturday at Passavant Area Hospital in Illinois. Cass County Sheriff Devron O'Hearn said the man told police he and family members were trying out bulletproof vests when he allowed another person to shoot him.
There you go.
Who doesn't do that?
O'Hearn said, and I quote, "Something like this is definitely not a good idea.
Gotta do your own research.
We don't know how much about what happened because he wasn't saying, but a bulletproof vest is not a catch-all."
Hope you saved the receipt.
I'd like to return this.
Boy.
Remember there was the video of the guy that took a phone book?
Yes.
You said you can shoot a bullet through this?
Yep. I'll be protected.
Yeah. But he wasn't, was he?
It wasn't protective enough.
No.
Yeah, I think there's would be ways to, aren't they technically called bullet resistant?
Yeah, and it hurts, apparently. Mm. You feel it.
I don't want to know, ever.
Yeah. I mean, you can it'll break your ribs and stuff.
Yeah, couldn't you test that on some kind of a
dummy?
I don't know, a mashed potato dummy or something.
Yeah. Less, mashed potato
so it'd be like a little less.
Can we have a palate cleanser?
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we haven't heard from Ace today.
Yeah, you know what? Oh, and we were about to not to.
You know, Christy's kind of giving us homework,
I just saw the trailer for the new Invisible Man movie.
Oh, really? Yeah.
Where he terrorizes the hospital.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Well, there's one place he won't go.
Where?
The ICU.
No, of course not.
Oh, well worth it, I think.
Yeah. Well delivered, too.
Uh-huh. Absolutely.
I did not see that coming. The ICU. I get it.
Is it time for Today in History?
It could be.
My goodness.
Could be.
I haven't looked this over yet.
Not now.
Never stopped you.
I like it the most is when we discover it together. And here's Tom.
Okay, this will be a quiz for you, Christy.
Okay.
1880, this man became the director of the United States Marine Corps Band.
Oh, my God.
I'll give you a hint.
Francis Scott Key.
Oh, I know who it is. John Philip Sousa.
John Philip Sousa.
That's him.
And, of course, what instrument was he instrumental?
The sousaphone.
Creating.
Sousaphone.
And what is a sousaphone?
A tuba.
With what distinction?
It's smaller?
No. This one that has the bell pointing toward the crowd, you see.
Primarily used in marching bands.
Yeah, you know the one
I
where they got the
gigantic. I don't know anything about marching band.
I thought he came up with the drum machine, 808, didn't he?
Oh, he did? I thought he invented the guitar.
Okay.
Keep going. All right, fellas.
All right, here we go. 1908, the Ford Motor Company unveils the Model T.
I thought that was last week.
I thought that was last week, too.
Yeah, maybe they finally took the cover off.
Because that was the Model T after the Model A through the Minipico S failed.
You know how they ordered those? It was Model T, Model A, and Model E, and it was Thomas Alva Edison.
Is that right?
Oh, you're so smart.
It's just my brain. I don't remember anything important.
I'd never heard that before.
I haven't either.
From sixth grade, I can hold on to.
That's good to know.
And there's conflicting information here.
Henry and Tommy had a thing, didn't they?
Mm.
Yeah. Okay.
Tom, did you know my great uncle actually had a Model A? And we had a farm, and we would all get in the Model A and ride around.
Are you serious?
Yes, it was amazing.
That's cool.
How old are you? God.
I'm 43.
Oh.
But my great uncle was, he's been
old.
Dead.
I'm getting two different things here. One of them says it would be about $18,000 in today's dollars. The other says $23,000. So in any event.
Oh, okay.
Well, but it was affordable to most people.
I'll say 21.
That's still pretty steep.
Well, you can't get parched.
And what was the famous line? It's available in any color as long as it's black.
Black.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Back to the dates.
The humor of Henry Ford was never an accepted book.
We're going backwards here. 1890, Happy Birthday to Yosemite National Park.
Oh, that's a good one.
I thought you were going to say Happy Birthday to Yosemite Sam.
How do you feel about getting older, Yosemite? Fracking, fracking, fracking.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
The United States Soccer Federation presents the U.S. Soccer Podcast.
The place where I, Megan Klingenberg, a World Cup expert, teaches you everything that you need to know for this summer's World Cup.
How special is it that we've been able to follow this young group of guys?
It's been such a roller coaster of emotions.
You can feel the intensity.
Quite a bit of time, energy, effort, everything along the way on these guys making the country proud. And I think they will this summer.
The U.S. Soccer Podcast, presented by Henkel. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.